You know those spastic, full-body twitches you get sometimes when you're almost asleep and your muscles want to play a practical joke on your brain? You startle wide awake and immediately get pissed at your nervous system, wondering what the hell that was all about. I've caught myself talking to it before. Damn it, dude! Yes, I call my nervous system dude, and the dude abides. I was almost asleep, and now you've slain all the sheep I was gonna count. What I felt as I walked on the Kaibab Plateau was kind of like that, except it was Gaia doing the spastic full-body twitch. It was more of an uncomfortable shudder that I felt through my tattoos, like when you step barefoot into the garage in winter and your nipples pucker up. But as with those nervous muscle spasms, I got irritated about it and wondered what the hell was going on. And while I wasn't about to go to sleep, I was about to enjoy the culmination of 12 years of training and apprentice. And save for the first few months of it, and a harrowing episode halfway through, I'd conducted it all in peace. Granuaile was finally ready to become a full druid, and we'd been searching for a place to bind her to the earth when I felt the tremor. I shot a question to the elemental Kaibab in the cocktail of feelings and images they use instead of language. Confusion? Query? What was that?
Confusion, uncertainty, fear,
came the reply. That chilled me. I'd never heard confusion from an elemental before. The fear, on the other hand, was perfectly normal. Despite their awesome power, elementals are afraid of almost everything, from placer mines to land developers to bark beetles. They can be real scaredy cats sometimes. But they're never uncertain about what's going on with Gaia. Stopping in my tracks and causing Granuaile and Oberon to turn and look at me quizzically, I asked Kaibab what there was to fear.
Plain across ocean. Early death. Burning. Burning. Burning.
Well, that confused me too. Kaibab wasn't talking about an airplane. He, or she, if Granuaile had been the one talking to the elemental, meant an entire plane of existence. A plane that was tied to Earth somewhere on the other side of the globe. Query, which plane?
Name unknown. God from plane seeks you. Urgent. Query, tell him location.
Query, which god? The answer to that would tell me what plane was burning. There was a pause, during which time I stalled with Granuaile and Oberon. Something's up with Kaibab. Hold on. They knew better than to interrupt, and they took this news as an invitation to be on their guard, which was wise. Anything worrisome to the avatar of the environment you currently occupy should rouse you to a caffeinated state of paranoia.
God's name, Pirun,
Kaibab finally said. Almost unconsciously, I sent shock in reply, because it was truly my reaction. The Slavic plane of existence was burning, perhaps even dead? How? Why? I hoped Pirun would have the answers. If he sought me in hopes that I had them, we'd both be disappointed. Yes, tell Pirun location. I'd also like to know how Pirun even knew to ask for me. Did someone tell him I'd faked my death 12 years ago? There was another pause, during which I filled in Granuaile and Oberon. Thanks to immortality, they hadn't aged any more than I had.
Hey, isn't Pirun that hairy guy you told me about? Who can turn into an eagle?
Oberon asked. Yep, that's the one.
I've always wondered why he doesn't shill for shaving cream or razors with 25 ultra-twin vibrating blades. He should move a buttload of product.
I don't know why, but perhaps you'll get a chance to ask him.